Welcome to the Williams Nikken YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is the Bad Joan.
A Bad Joan? Why is it a Bad Joan?
Oh, because I just remembered it's Wednesday, and I remembered that Ruth was really busy, and she wanted me to maybe do something, and I disappeared. I didn't do anything for her.
Okay, so.
So I'm going to redeem myself somehow. I'm going to prepare something on enzymes. Everybody should know enzymes. I just can't remember everything about them, and so I can't, you know. So I actually have to do some schoolwork, some homework, find stuff.
You can't just talk off the top of your head?
Well, but not for 20 minutes. No.
Oh, well, okay. So now what do we do?
I don't know. Oh, but no, this is her day, isn't it?
Yeah, but she's not here. She's in, they're in, at convention down in, leadership down in,
Oh, well, didn't she get somebody to do it?
Yes. That's
okay.
She, yes, you.
No, she did not.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't. She on the telephone, she said, I'm gonna talk, I'm gonna think about Joan doing something. And I said, no. And she said, well, I'll talk with you. And then she didn't call, and I didn't call her.
But I heard her say you could cover Friday, Wednesday, so Friday I announced that Joan...
Are you... No, you did not. I was here on Friday. You didn't announce that.
Well, I'll tell you where you can go and re-listen to the call and find out if I said it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Come on, now. All right, Mom, you're one of those survivalists that, you know, pulls people's leg and stuff like that, right?
Now I gotta go find a book. Oh, boy,
now you gotta find a book.
Yeah, I gotta find something to talk about. What time is it? Oh, it's 7:01. Well,
it's 7:01.
Yeah.
But don't record all this, you know,
confessional. I don't control that. Or Steve does all that.
Well, Steve don't control.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Doug.
Hi, Doug.
I can't remember what was said on Friday, so I don't know whether the confession is valid or not.
Oh, that's a friend. Okay, Doug. No, you're honest. That's good. Are you serious? I mean, it was just a fluke that I called in this morning.
Oh,
I mean, I don't call in on Wednesdays because I have a Bible study I go to right away, you know.
Your subconscious was telling you, I got to be on this call on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Knowing you're supposed to talk about enzymes.
Well, that's what I have on Tuesday.
Let's start the call this morning. Okay. Everybody's here. I guess what we're going to need is little assistance, but of course the reason we have the health style, and that's a call every morning, and that is basically a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices, becoming more mind and body fit. And one of the ways we do that, of course, is through basically following a program that has been lined out by Ruth, and it's called our 10-point-a-day style for health wellness with Nikken. And it starts out with, we try to get as many points, up to 10 points a day that we possibly can. And the whole idea, there are people on this call that want to lose weight. There's people on the call that are here for better health. There's even, so there's different kinds of people that are on the call for different reasons. So we try to cover over the week those different subjects that we feel would be important to people and give them a little more knowledge and information, so and then they can whatever they hear to be able to do what it is that they would like to do. So that's the reason for the call. So I'd like to welcome each and every one of you. If you're on the WebEx or on the landline, if you're new to the call, just feel free at any time to feel free to speak up and question, and we'll just go from there. Usually on Wednesdays, Ruth is here with us, but she, at this present time, her and Dennis are down at a leadership conference with Nikken down in California, and a few others are headed that way or getting ready to go and to that particular conference down there. So Mondays we normally go over our basics of the journaling, and that's where we we talk about our drinking our Pi Mag water. We talk about getting Nikan sleep and why Nikan sleep is real important to us. We go over exercise, why exercise is important, and I'm starting to do a lot more reading in regards to exercise and understanding exercise a little better and why it's so important for our body to have those particular things, because even just exercise alone, one of the things we're learning is that it actually helps our gut produce certain enzymes and helps detoxify and other things that are more important than we just kind of, when we think of exercise, we kind of just think in most cases in regards to building muscle mass or burning calories or whatever, but it actually does a lot more and is beneficial to us over our lifetime. And, you know, when I was in the younger days, you know, when I went to high school and you know, we had an hour of physical education every day, from what I understand, a lot of that isn't being done in the school system, and today they've kind of gotten away from that because I guess they're afraid if you throw a dodge, you hit somebody with a rubber ball or something, that somebody's going to feel offended and possibly get hurt or whatever the particular reasons be, that they don't do physical education in today's educational program in a lot of school systems. But we know that exercise is good and it's something we should basically start doing from as early in our life as we can. And the earlier that we do exercise and start it on it on a normal daily basis or however many, just do something, get up and move, do something that would increase your heart rate and increase your metabolism and keep your gut working properly and things functioning and moving through our system is very, very important. We talk about nutrition an awful lot because we know that in our food in today's society that we don't get an awful lot of the proper nutrients in our food that we get because of our soils are being depleted. They're utilizing a lot of herbicides and pesticides and insecticides in crops nowadays that they didn't before. We also understand about how GMO is now becoming quite prevalent in America, and there's even states that are, I believe California right now has something on its coming ballot in November in regards to stopping food that has been GMO treated. There are also countries that don't even allow GMO products to be raised in their country because they understand it. I think Canada is one of them that I know of, and I know even in some European countries that is happening also. Today we are going to kind of float here in regards to what we're going to talk about. Just going to float. Some miscommunication, I guess, has happened downline, and so we're going to work out and get this call done and get through. So anytime anybody would like to speak up and about what we're going to, some of the things we're talking about, please feel free to do so. Does anybody have any questions or comments at this time? Well, I'll go ahead and continue then. We know that journaling, you know, and I'm not trying to cover what Mary Lou usually covers on Mondays, but I'm kind of in prepared my talk about journaling and how journaling is so important. And I find that in most particular health programs, that journaling is one of the things that I find no matter what kind of a program you're on, whether it be Weight Watchers or Palo or whatever kind of Neutralife or any of these other kind of things that are out there, one of the things that people do, and that's journaling, and I understand that journaling is important, not just in regards to health, but in setting goals, our life, you know, just sitting down and writing what has happened in your day, you know, what went good, what went wrong, and what you're possibly going to do. So journaling is very, very important in regards to our health. We always talk about our smoothies and how that Nikan body balance is so important to our bodies, and at least to have a shake at least once a day, and how to get the proper proteins in our body. We just have talked about gobs of things over the time frame that we've been doing this call, starting in January, and that's real important that we got the call started again, because there's us that do take our health serious and know that. You know, it's kind of like me. I wish that I would have thought more about my health when I was in my younger years. Of course, those are the years, you know, that we as teenagers or young adults kind of know everything, and Nobody can tell us when it's important because, you know, we're not, these diseases that the older generations have or whatever, that's not going to happen to us. And so we kind of block ourselves, I think, to a lot of health situations that we should know about earlier. And I was talking to, I think it was Mary Lou the other day, and I happened to mention, you know, if I'd only know what I know today back when I was in my early 20s, say, for instance, and how much more I could have affected it. But at the same time, I had to say it's easy to look back, and possibly I did get some of that information, but it really didn't sink in, and how I really needed to be more concerned about it, understanding the effect it would have on me at a later time. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk right now about how when we get in, up in the years that we kind of think things happen to us, we go, well, that's just kind of old age, and we kind of expect that to happen. Well, that's not true. If we take care of our bodies at an earlier age and eat proper foods and get the exercise and the sleep and the stuff that we need that our, so our body can function properly. It's kind of like I always, when I got on these calls, I started to think of my body as a battery. You know, I can run and your car can get out there and run and run and run, and eventually, sooner or later, you know, battery has a life. It don't live forever. And if we don't get the proper sleep and the proper nutrition and that sort of stuff, that our batteries start to run down. Our battery then affects our immune system, and our immune system runs down. So if we don't, not doing the things to recharge our battery through things like alternators, which would be like food and exercise and nutrition and just being aware of getting the toxins out of our body, you know, that the alternator can't charge the battery, so when the alternator dies, the battery goes dead. So that's just the way I feel, particularly about sleep, is that sleep, as we're finding, is very, very important over the years, and there's been a lot of research been done on it now, and everybody just understands that if you need to get at least 7 to 8 hours sleep a day, because we've dropped into what they call REM sleeps, and I understand there's different levels of that, and the deeper we can get into that, that the more our body rejuvenates itself. That's kind of when our body does most of the healing, I guess, is when we go lay down in the prone position and our mind sometimes relax. I know sometimes my mind at night just seems to keep running and running and running. But I know we do need good sleep because it's very, very important to us. We've had people that have been on this call that have said when they got on the Nikian mattress pad that they really started to sleep better. And even there now even have research that sleep actually will help you lose weight. So again, you lose excess fat that you have on your body, so it burns up things. So that's very, very important there. We know that food's very important. You know, we got our different types of foods that we eat based upon that we've understood that alkaline or acidity in our food is very important. Alkaline and acidic balance in our body is very important. If we're more the acidic side, we come down with more diseases and aches and pains than we are if we're more on the alkaline side. So we need to stress that balance of trying to be right in that medium to where we're a little bit alkaline, not so much acidic, but our body actually does that function for us based upon the food that we eat. So the more alkaline foods we eat, the easier it is for our body to keep that balance. The more acidic our body becomes by the foods that we eat, the harder our body has to function in order to get that body back to a more of a neutral situation. And I find that one of the things that I've learned to be very, very important. There's certain foods that, of course, do that for us, and that's important to know the difference in types of food that we eat have an effect on our health. And if we don't do the things that we need to do and put the proper foods in it, it's not good. We also know that processed food over the years has been one of the main causes for, in my opinion, obesity, because they're so loaded with sugar and preservatives and things like that that aren't helpful to the body. And, you know, Joan has always said that our body needs to function properly. And her favorite saying is, what's that three-letter word you use, Joan?
It's
got it written down here, but I'll let you
see. Three-word sentence. Toxins inhibit enzymes.
And enzymes are important to our body for what reason?
Yeah, I will tell a little bit about enzymes, okay? Enzymes are like worker bees, okay? They do a tremendous amount of work. They carry things. They attach themselves. They break down vitamins and they into the components that cells need to make things that your body is desperate for, and they carry them to the cell and to go into the pores, the openings of cells. Enzymes. Let me just empty my brain here. About two things that you made me think about journaling. I just want to say about journaling that if you just journal and don't do anything else, your behavior will change by itself. Things you think you should not be doing, you will do less of. Things you think you should be doing, you will do more of, just by the mere fact of writing it down. How do I know? Working with children, that are bad children, juvenile delinquents, and parents that can't control them, all the parents have to do is to get a chart and put in a little X every time their kid does something they don't want the kid to do. And put a little X every time the kid does something they do want them to do. And the kid will change his behavior. And they don't have to say a word. It happens with yourself. Smokers, for example. All they have to do is count the number of times they light a cigarette. And right then, beginning that day, because they don't want to be smoking, when they give themselves a dose of reality, they change their behavior. They smoke less. So journaling is important for, you know, has a power in itself. I think it's the power of reality, because we like to deny. You ever try, when you're trying to lose weight, you ever try to remember how many cookies have you eaten so far? I mean, I think I got 3. No, oh, right, I went back and got another 3. That makes 6. Okay. The other thing I wanted to say was about sleep. Your body works 24/7 for your whole life. Your heart beats 24/7 for your whole life. When you're sleeping, your body is working. It's the night shift. It's doing entirely different things. If you make your body stay awake and clean the house instead of sleeping, you can control your body, and you can force it to stay awake, and you can force it to not collect up toxins and get them into the bile. I mean, you can force it to do things, and you don't want to, because your body knows exactly what needs to be done. You could think of it as the inside your house and outside your house. Okay, you've got a yard, you keep it up, you know, and then when it starts raining, you clean up your inside of your house. I don't know how everybody does their cleaning, but their lawn mowing and whatever. Well, if you are always working outside, you know, the dishes are going to pile up, and it's going to get more and more difficult to move around inside your house and to get things done inside your house. Workspaces will be cluttered, with debris, think toxins, okay, or waste products, or, you know, anything. So sleeping is work, and your body needs to repair damage. It needs to move out dead tissues, you know, cells die. It needs to spend its energy, and your body has a limited amount of energy, you know, like, you know, your to-do list. Well, you know, your body has a to-do list, and if you, you know, never let it get the opportunity to get the vacuum cleaner out, you know, you've got a lot of dirt in your house, you know, over the years that you behave badly. Okay, so now I've said that. Now I think I can say something about enzymes. I'm so sorry. I really didn't think she wanted me. I mean, I didn't think we had an agreement, but at any rate.
Okay, go.
Here's what I can remember from 1990s was when I first discovered enzymes, about enzymes. They are crucial. They're crucial. They move things around in your body. They are the biochemical catalysts for biological processes, and without them, those processes don't occur. It's like you could have all the jars of vinegar that you want, that you can imagine, but without any baking soda, you're not going to get your little volcano. You're just not going to get it. And the minute you put some baking soda in, you're going to get a lot of volcanoes. Okay, so people that don't take enzymes or vitamins or enzymes or something their body desperately needs, they learn, gosh, within 1 week, I mean, right away I notice a difference. Yeah, because you've had such a desperate need and so little of it that when you started adding it, you got a lot of results. You can get a lot of early results because of people's deprivation on some things. Our bodies do make enzymes, but it's very labor intensive. It's sort of like, yes, you can heat your house if you build a wood stove, but if you have to keep building wood stoves, you're not going to get much else done. So the body is is a very good steward. It uses everything. It works, you know, it recycles things through the large intestines and recycles every scrap of anything that it can. But to force your body to make enzymes instead of opening your mouth and eating some raw vegetables is brain damaged. So you think of people that are eating dead processed foods, dead toxic processed foods. They are making their body make tons and tons of amylase or lipase, occupying the time of their body in processing food that doesn't have any nutrients in it. You know, it's torture. It's a terrible thing to do. The other thing I know about enzymes is that foods that are fruits and vegetables. I don't think so. This is true about meat, but I don't know. Fruits and vegetables have within them the very enzymes that are required to break down the very components that are inside those vegetables and those fruits. So a zucchini has, and they vary. They're different. They vary. But a zucchini has all the enzymes in it it needs, your body needs to break it down. So if you eat it raw, you're in good shape. You know, if you eat it slightly cooked, you're in okay shape too, pretty good shape. But if you eat it after it's been processed and neutralized, and even rats won't eat it, you're wasting your body's time. The three main things, I don't know the product. Somebody has to tell me while I'm talking, look up what product Nikon has that has enzymes in it. I know, of course, the green drink is jammed with enzymes. But I'm pretty sure you guys have something.
Yeah, digestion, it's called.
Right. Okay. There are three primary, first of all, how many enzymes are there? I don't know, 500,000? No, probably about 5,000. I don't know for sure, but there are an awful lot of them, a tremendous number. But they fall into, many of them into, a lot of them into three groups, a protease, amylase, and lipase. So if you're going to remember three things, I have a three-digit brain. I can remember three things at a time. You want to remember protease because it digests protein, and that's how you know it's protease. Lipase digests fats, lipo. You know, liposuction. I don't know how you guys remember things, but amylase, you're on your own. Amylase digests carbohydrates, sugars, carbohydrates. Okay. And then there's a fourth enzyme, and this is when I learned about enzymes. When I learned about serapeptase, that's when I began to learn about the biochemistry of the body, cellular metabolism and that kind of thing. Serapeptase is an enzyme specifically that digests fibrin. Okay, it's a fibrogen. And it is also an enzyme which your body can make to kick off a cascade of enzyme making. It's kind of the, I don't know, the alarm bell, okay? But when that's free-floating around, your body will suddenly make a whole bunch of enzymes that it generally doesn't make. Serrapeptase, I think I already talked about what fibrin is, what fibers are in your bloodstreams, which you can see with black field microscopy. They look like hay sticks, you know, pickup sticks. And they are very needed to make clots if you get a cut. Your clots, the clots that stack themselves up like haystacks, you know, against the outflow of red blood cells and your blood, you know, your blood fluids and that sort of thing.
Well, Joan, let me ask you a question. What's the difference between an enzyme and a probiotic?
Probiotics are food for bacteria that you like to grow in your intestines that help break down, you know, break down the food that you eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you need those. You need those. I mean, you need them. And you and your the lining of your gut, if you think of it like a football field, okay, it has colonies of good stuff and sometimes bad stuff, you know, at different spaces, different places in your intestines. And if you don't eat things that stimulate, you know, that they can feed on, they die. And unfortunately, what people refer to as bad bacteria, bad bacteria are bacteria that poop out toxins. Okay, and also can, you know, eat, you know, can get into your bloodstream and stuff like that.
So if I'm thinking about enzymes, enzymes would help break the food down in my body, okay?
Enzymes help break the food down in your bloodstream.
In the bloodstream.
Right. Bacteria break it down in your intestines.
Okay.
Okay, and you pretty much don't want bacteria to get into your bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. Definitely. Okay, so that's why a leaky gut or a bowel, people that have Crohn's disease, they have a more permeable intestine, and stuff can pass through the walls of the intestine and get into the network of capillaries that are around the intestine,
which brings it back into the bloodstream.
Right, and then all kinds of signals go out for protease, the enzyme to be made, because protease digests proteins that are the cell walls of bacteria.
It's amazing when, you know, we start talking about enzymes and probiotics and basically how our bodies function and why they function the way they do. So.
That's all you. All you need. I mean, I have such. Oh well, we should, probably shouldn't say this. Well, I'm going to say this. You know, there's just no way that evolution could happen. And there's just no way, because you know, how do we get the. So many things have to work together. So many things have to work together that a small little change is not going to get passed on. Anyway, yes.
Well, it's amazing how our body functions, and I think that's one of the things I've learned over the years. You know, when we started the call way back when, and then we got away from it, and then we brought it back in, or Ruth did, is that just to understand how our body functions and why it functions the way that it does, and we, based upon what we put in our body or how we take care of our body, so much determines our aches and pains and diseases. And
exactly.
And what amazes me, though, I think more than anything about the body, that if we do have been bad over the years in the way we eat or do whatever, that by flipping that switch and getting the right enzymes and probiotics and food and things in it, and that we can basically reverse some situations. And if we can't reverse it, we can kind of slow it down to where we actually give ourselves a few more years or whatever, and we might not have as much discomfort as we have.
Yeah, I actually kind of am persuaded that chronic illness, that there isn't a chronic illness that cannot be stopped. You know, I mean, unless you're right at the death's door or something. I think of the body as a tremendous workforce. And it's all it needs is a little oil, say, for example. Okay? And everything, I mean, and it'll apply it. It's just waiting there, just waiting for you to open your mouth and put something good in it. So, because it has needs for it, and it will find a use for it. And if it doesn't immediately have a use for it, it'll save it up. You know? And thanks a lot for all the fat you've eaten, all the calories you've eaten, and I've saved every scrap that you've sent me, but, you know, could I please have some vitamins, you know, so I could make use of this energy? I mean, that's sort of, yes.
Yeah, and we've always heard how, you know, our body talks to us, is that are we, you know, over the
listening.
Years, I was so stupid that I wasn't listening.
We all are. I mean, I wish they would teach us this in high school. I mean, there are a couple of classes they miss in high school. One, financial management, and two, nutrition. That's what we need. Some practical things, you know, wood shop and nutrition, that's what we need.
Yeah, that kind of amazes me, you know, when you talk to a doctor, you know, and if he's honest with you or whatever, and one of them, if you ask him the question, well, how much training did you get in your medical field, in your training that you went through to become a medical doctor, how much of it was involved in nutrition? And the answer is very little amount of time.
I know, and that's very sad because medicine actually has an effect. It actually has an effect on when you take it. And taking medicine, now this is, I'm exaggerating, and sometimes you need a massive effect, okay? But it's kind of like taking a sledgehammer and swinging it, okay? And it will hit what it hits, okay? So you take aspirin and your 20 minutes later, your headache will stop. Well, that's a lot of power. That's very, very powerful. But there are other ways. It doesn't just stop. Your aspirin does not just stop your headache, okay? It makes your blood runny. It makes your corpuscles not, you know, less sticky. It does a lot of things. And your body knows exactly what to do if it had the equipment to stop your headache. It's on the side of stopping your headache.
One of the things that I've learned from doing a little bit of research, and that is if people would just drink a glass or two of water, you know, basically, in a lot of situations, your headache will just go away because your headache is a symptom that something's wrong somewhere. And
exactly.
And it might be that our brain needs a little bit more of a liquid. It's getting dehydrated.
Yeah. And there's a whole class of disorders that medicine does not know what's wrong.
Yeah.
So I have to fix it. But they do know how to stop it. Okay, like inflammation. They don't know what the many, and there are many causes, and they're very different, okay? They don't know what is the cause of your inflammation, but they have something that will dehydrate you, okay? As though that was what you needed. You don't need to be dehydrated when you have inflammation. And of course, then there are the side effects of the sledgehammer. So, you know, now there are exceptions to this. I think there are exceptions. It's like, you know, if your chest is open on the freeway, okay, you want somebody to take over, control your body, take over, take charge, manhandle your body, you know. But your body doesn't need to be manhandled if, you know, you're starting to get creaky joints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, particularly when they don't know all the other things. They call them side effects.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I learned, controlling my blood sugar. I didn't want to lose weight. I mean, I was heavy, but I didn't, you know, there was no goal. I wanted my blood sugar to be in a certain place, and I learned a side effect, absolutely effortless, not depending upon any food that I ate. A side effect of lowering my blood sugar was losing 2 pounds per week, week after week after week. And then it stopped.
You know, the amazing thing, since I've started to get back to eating the way that I should to, starting last January, you know, my weight has come down. It hasn't come down as fast as it came down in the earlier program that we were on. But, you know, by just cutting out certain things and really realizing what my body needs or doesn't need, and because of a foot situation, I can't get too much exercise in. But the whole point of it is I'm coming down, and that makes me not only proud of myself, but by learning these things we hear on this call every day, but also knowing that my health is getting better. You know, I don't have as much aches. Yesterday, matter of fact, I had to go to Tacoma every Tuesday and help care for my aunt who has had a stroke. But as I was getting on the freeway, I happened to look over my left shoulder, and I realized that I could, as I was getting on the freeway, looking back to see where the traffic's coming, I realized that my neck went around further than it used to. I can remember having to use the mirror in order to turn my neck in order to see what was coming. And yesterday I just reached up and turned my neck and actually looked back in traffic to see what was coming. And all of a sudden it hit me. That's something that I didn't realize was going on with my body, but I was getting more flexibility in regards to my neck. And I put it to the information that I've heard in this program on food and doing the kind of putting the things in it that they need, that I really feel that's beneficial to just that one particular thing.
Yeah, I have another three word thing. You know, health is a side effect of what you eat. Okay, health is a side effect. Your neck turning. It was a side. You improved your food, and your probably detoxing and whatever. And it's a side effect. You know, not only will your neck be a side effect. Wait till you see what happens with your elbow and your vision. You know, I got an impossible side effect. And I still don't, I think it's the coconut oil. I'm just not sure. I can't nail it down. But I have been running a pulse in the 90s, very bad, for 30 years. And my pulse is down to 60. And that's not possible. My pulse has never been 60. Never. So I'm going to track it to see if there was a mistake in the pulse meter, you know, or whatever at the doctor's office. But it's a side effect of something that I'm doing.
Well, Joan, I'd really like to thank you for your input in today's call. But I hope that you come on, you get with Ruth, and maybe set it.
Yeah, I do want to. I want to remind myself. I've forgotten so much. And there's stuff that I need to nail down in a way that I can, you know, hold on to it. But toxins inhibit enzymes, I know of three ways so far that they do it, and people should know what they're doing when they're eating toxins or when they're not detoxifying, helping their body detoxify. Your body will detoxify by itself if your liver can handle it. You know, but there are products that help you detoxify, and you should help your body out. It's struggling. It's crawling. You know, it's limping. You know, give it a crutch. Give it some help.
Well, I think maybe when you get with Ruth, you might have a couple subjects that you have some information on that might be beneficial in regards to the people on this call. So I'd just like to thank you again. And for those of you that were on the call today, appreciate you being here. Nancy is going to be with us tomorrow. Is that correct, Nancy?
That's correct.
Do you know what you're going to be talking about?
I've got two topics that I'm kind of talking about. But one may be acrylamide. That is something that happens in the process of heating, baking, or let's say frying, baking, and boiling our vegetables. So I guess I'll go with that tomorrow.
Great. Good. Yeah, anybody else have any questions or comments before we close out the call today? If not, I'll go ahead and say thanks again for participating. We'll be here tomorrow morning starting at 7 o'clock. Nancy will be our host. Ruth and a few others are in a leadership conference, so we'll I'll try to get the information up on the board here and our WebEx. But other than that, you have a great day, and thank you, everybody, and Joan, particularly for your comments today. Have a great rest of the day, which is Wednesday, 24th of October. We'll talk to you all tomorrow morning. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.